So go ahead and find yourself someplace right now where you can go ahead and sit back and close your eyes. And now, just step right into that last step. Step right into that last step of your goal. So associate into it so that you're looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right inside there right now. Excellent. And notice how good it feels inside to be able to create the future in any way that you choose. Notice how good that feels. And now, it's time to adjust the qualities of the picture or the submodalities of the internal representation. So if it's a black and white picture, maybe change it to color and notice if that affects the feeling of reality and leave it where it's just right for you. If it's a still picture, maybe add movement or increase the speed of the movement and leave it where it's just perfect. Now, maybe adjust the brightness of the picture. Just turn it right up. Just turn the brightness right up. Excellent. And now maybe you need to zoom in on a certain part. If you need to zoom in on anything to make it more real, just go ahead and zoom in. And now notice what you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of having made this happen now. Excellent. Notice any sounds that are important. And notice the feelings in your body. Notice if there's a location to the feeling, if there's a temperature to the feeling, or a weight, or a vibration, or an intensity. And then just go ahead and turn that right up. Turn the feeling right up like the volume knob on the television. Just double it right now. Excellent. And now go ahead and step right out of the picture. Step out of the picture so you leave yourself in the picture. You leave your body in the picture. You disassociate from it. So seeing your body in the picture now like a Polaroid or a snapshot. And now just go ahead and take that picture and float right up in the air, up above your timeline. All the way up into the air, up above your timeline, so that you're right up above now and you see the timeline is stretched out down below you with the past in one direction, the future in the other. And now it's time to energize that picture with all the energy that it needs to occur. So we'll do this with four ha breaths together. Inhale and exhale, blowing all the life force energy into the picture again. Again. And one final time. Excellent. Excellent. And now, just float right out into the future. Float right out into the future, up above your timeline. Float all the way out into the future until you arrive right now, up above that date where you said this event would occur. Now in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'm going to ask you to drop that picture right down into your timeline, right where you said it would occur, as if your word were law in the universe. So go ahead and drop the picture right now. And notice that it takes its place right there in the timeline, right where you said it would occur. And now turn and look back off toward the past. And notice that your timeline is reevaluating. It's changing, it's shifting to lead up to the undeniable occurrence of this event. Everything that had to happen to lead up to it is rapidly and unconsciously shifting in the timeline to support it. And now turn and look off toward the future. And notice that the entire future is changing as well. This one event was a cause set in motion that's changed your entire future timeline. It's becoming brighter and brilliant and alive. And notice that this event has changed not just your timeline, but timelines for generations and generations to come. And now leaving that event out there, knowing that it's waiting for you, Just come all the way back toward now. All the way back toward now. And right back down into the room. Just come all the way back toward now. And right back down into the room. Welcome back. So that's the process for putting a goal into your future timeline. Now, people often ask me, well, how many times do I have to do that? Do I need to do it more than once? No, absolutely not. Once you've put the goal out there, then you just let go of it and allow it to be there. Now, this is a wonderful process that you can utilize with yourself, no matter what's going on with yourself in your life, no matter what challenge you might be facing. Stop. Ask yourself, what's my outcome? And put that goal out in your future. In fact, sometimes I have people that call me up. I've had people call me for therapy or for coaching, and they say, well, Chris, I've got to meet with you. And I'll say, okay, well, what I want you to do is go ahead and put a goal in your future. I'll stop them. I'll say, stop. What do you want? What do you want out of this situation? And then go ahead and put your outcome in your future and then call me back. And many times they'll call me up and say, you know what? I don't even need to meet with you anymore. And I say, good for you. Good job. Well done. So the best thing that you can do at any point in time is just stop and take this first step by putting something out into your future, putting that goal out into your future. It's a wonderful technique for coaching as well. Inevitably, when I sit down with somebody for coaching, the first thing I'll ask them is, okay, what do you want? What is it that you want as a result of meeting with me? If you could wave a magic wand and have whatever it is that you want, what would it be? And we'll oftentimes start by placing that goal out in their future. Then all we need to do is remove the obstacles that would prevent them from having that goal. And you have many techniques for doing that now that you've learned throughout this training series and that you'll continue to learn as you join us for live trainings and as you continue your education with our master level and so on. So you've got a tremendous tool set already for going out and really creating your future and assisting other people to do the same thing. So now as we approach the end of our training series, I'd like to share with you one final induction. This is called the Prometheus induction. It's an induction which will assist you in aligning yourself with people and resources that will assist you in the accomplishment of your objectives and goals as you move into the future. So the best way to go through this induction is to think of a certain goal or project that you're working on now and have that in mind as we do this timeline induction. So you'll want to find yourself once again in a place where you can sit back and be undisturbed for about 20 minutes or so. And get a good goal in mind. Get something that you really like to see happen, some major goal or some major accomplishment that you're working to achieve. And as you do that now,